Blog Talk Radio.
If I give you some of mine,
so well played,
do you mind, baby? Do you mind? Give you some of my sweet things. Okay, here we go. Oh yeah. We'll go to my room of fun. Then now they give me a tongue. Cause tonight I'm gonna fulfill your fantasy, yeah. Oh, lie down on the floor. Cannot wait to call it die. Anything that's broken, I'll fix it. Spread your legs apart. Feel me, I'm so hard. I want you from behind. Oh yeah. Need a climb on top of me.
Twelve days, oh,
Welcome. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Let me get this mic right. I was almost ready. It was almost set up. How everybody doing out there tonight? It's Friday night. I think it's January 13th, 2023. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. You know, once again, as always, we got a very, very good show in store for you. It's actually 2 hours, but when you doing it on real time, it don't seem like 2 hours. Because, you know, we be having so much fun and time be just going by. Before you look up, we already in the second hour. Yeah, that's how fast time go when you having fun. I don't know if everybody know. Well, first let's talk about a couple of other things. If you on the line and you want to make a comment, you got to press 1. I always like to give my thanks to the people that's listening on the links. They don't want to call in because they don't want their number seen, or either they can't call in because the app is trying to charge them money or whatever. But we always got to give our thanks to the people that's on the link because they can't press 1. Sooner or later, I'm gonna come up with a name for everybody that's on the link. You know how Nicki Minaj got the her fans. I think she called them the Barbies or some shit. And then somebody got some fans and they call them different names. I can't think of them all right now. But I'm gonna come up with a name for all my listeners that's out there that listen on the link. Because I heard listening on the link, it gives you a hard time. You have to keep signing back on and it keeps cutting off. So I really give everybody out there that's on the links, I give them my heartfelt appreciation. Tonight is a good night. I actually been sitting here since 7:30 waiting for 8 o'clock. I was on the phone talking to Dre. Everybody know Dre, my program director. I don't know. We seen the losses call. He was on. He might have hung up. You know, we got a lot of people who they pretend to be listening to the show. And I really don't know why they do that. Because either you listen or you don't listen. You don't have to call up and do whatever you want to do and pretend you're listening to the show. You're just faking out yourself or missing out on good content, or one of the two. But I'm actually feeling very good tonight. Let me see. I see the people out there on the phone lines. I appreciate everybody who check in early every week. So I gotta take my hat off to everybody who's on the line, the phone lines. Tonight we're gonna be talking about something that affects a lot of people in the world. It affects more people than you actually think it does. And it affects everybody in different ways. We talking about the single life. We talking about lonely people. We talking about, trying to think of that word. Can't think of it right offhand. You know, people who had people leave them, and people that had people die and left them alone and stuff like that. I can't think of that word. But we talking about that. We talking about all the people who done been. We not just talking about people who might be, who somebody left them and they left them with a broken heart. No, we talking about people, legitimate, mature, older, elderly, responsible people who home alone or single. Widows, yeah. Somebody just texted me that. Widows. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I like. You know, I mean, I got to get a name for all the people. Somebody just texted me and said widows. That's what I was thinking about, widows and widowers. I guess that's what they call the men. But tonight's show is, you know, some kind of way I always get right back on that lonely stuff. You know, and either we talking about relationships, side chicks, people being, and tonight we just happen to be talking about being single in 2023. How is it? The pluses, the minuses. And, you know, just what it is to be single in 2023. I would think that maybe being single sometimes is a beautiful thing. Maybe somebody or some people, they find a apartment or they find a home, their mortuary, or how you say that word. I live alone. I tend to tell people and I tend to say that I have everything that I need. Food, TV, cell phone, laptop, computer, cable, and whatever else you need. But is that enough? And I'm sure everybody out there who might have the same things, they might have everything they need right at a fingertip away. The TV, the coffee, the refrigerator, file cabinet. Everything you need and everything is just a fingertip away. But you got everything but a companion. So can you be happy? Can you be happy without a companion? Can you be happy without somebody laying next to you at night? I'm going to talk for the ladies. Can you be happy with somebody without somebody laying in back of you, arms under your neck, over your shoulder? Your booty pressed up against the front part and going to sleep like that. Or maybe some people like to face each other and fall asleep, hugged up, facing each other, with you kissing his chest. How many people think about them nights? How many people yearn for them nights? Or fuck it. Is it even something to miss? Is that just some shit to sound good? Or is it something that you really need in your life? Because you know how I feel about it. Nobody should feel wanted or needed. There's too many people out here in the planet, in the world. It's more than, what, 4 billion, 400 million? And I always believe that it's somebody for everybody. So why is there people that's single? Why is there people that's lonely? Why can't you find somebody? I was talking to Dre before the show, and he kind of messed my head up. Everybody know Dre. But Dre said, I bet you that nobody won't come on that show and tell you how I really feel to be single. He said, everybody gonna come on that show and say, oh, it's okay being single. Is this or is this or is that? But they not gonna say it. I've been talking so much, I did it again. Hold up 1 minute. Lisa, you on the line?
Yes. How you doing tonight?
All right, hold on one second. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was somebody called me trying to get into the show, having trouble. You know, I was talking so much, I forgot that I had to bring you in.
That's okay.
I just started talking. I'll be gone. Like, I'll be on the road. You gotta stop. You know how we do. Everybody know that's my sister, the least experience. She going to be starting her own show soon. I'm going to let her, she'll be able to tell you when. But what's your feelings on being single in 2023? I'm not going to say nothing. The floor is yours.
There's a lot of women out here that's single. A lot of women looking for relationships. Going through a lot of type of ways to find people. But as I always said, that you have to be with yourself first. You need to share yourself with other people. So me, I've been single. Well, I'm a widow. I've been single now. It'd be 7 years. And I'm just learning how to just be by myself. But if somebody comes in my life, you know, I take a chance, but I'm just waiting for the right one or the right one be sent to me. But, you know, while I'm waiting, I'm getting myself together. So I'm just enjoying this ride right now.
You enjoying the ride of what, being single?
Of being single.
But do you miss them? Do you miss them nights?
Sometimes I think about maybe, oh, you know, waking up with somebody on a Sunday morning after having a nice night Saturday. But I really don't think about the nights, every night, because when you get older, your mind is on different things in a relationship. It's not a bedroom. It's more company, conversation, spending time together, you know, learning each other, different interests, more than, you already know about the bedroom, you just want to get into other things.
All right. Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
5392, you live. Hey, how you doing?
Yes, Dr. James, how you doing? You know what? When you said that, you're talking about being alone. Now, I've been married for 30 years, but I'm separated now. I'm on the verge of getting a divorce. And I don't like the nights being alone. So I'm ready to go to one of these islands and pick up one of these native women, chuchafritos, and bring them back over here. Now, what do you think about that?
First of all, I would like to send you a shrimp dinner for a seafood dinner deluxe for being married 30 years. That's number one. You need a 21-gun salute and a parade for being married 30 years. Second,
yeah, I know.
You said you want to go to an island and bring
one of these Caribbean islands, pick up one of them chuchafritos over there, and bring them back over here.
And you think that'll make your life complete?
I'm not really joking. I don't think I can do that because I don't feel like doing all that traveling. But if I was younger, I might very well have done that.
So you joke? You just joking?
Nah, but you know, actually, when you bring them over here, they might not act right when they get over here, right?
How about you? You gonna act right?
That's the other problem.
Nah,
I guess that's a major problem.
If you get a woman from the islands and you bring her here, you gonna act right. You gonna act right. I'm gonna act right, and the next man gonna act right. So you gonna feel like you got something. You gonna feel like you got a prized possession. You gonna feel like you got a higher being. You're going to feel like you got something that wasn't in the States, that wasn't here. You're going to say, I went to the islands, and I got me a nice woman from the islands, and I brought her here, and she got slanted eyes, and she got long, natural hair, curves in her body. She want to cook for me and serve me and cater to me. She want to do everything that the women over here in America won't do. But you know what?
What?
We got to think about where they came from and why they want to come here and do all that? Is it because they from a third world country where they walk around with no shoes on, no lights in their house, eating rice every day, dreaming of coming to America and marrying an American person and becoming a citizen? Or is it because, is it real that they really love you, they really want you?
Well, you know they're using you. You know they're going to use you. But you know that when you get there. But that's not the point. So they use you for what they want, and you use them for what you want. Right?
Hey, Dr. Zen, you cool as hell, Doc.
Right? Yeah, I'm just saying. You know they trying to get over into this country for a reason.
You know the game. You know the game.
That's
how
life
hold
is.
On. Yeah, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Let me see. Two,
2986.
This is
2986.
Adrian.
Oh, I had to be Adrian.
You know, I had to come behind Dr. James to straighten him out.
Hey, that's what's up. Behind every good man is a good woman.
Oh no, I wouldn't go that far. But
she's not a good woman then.
He said that. I did.
I know. That's okay,
yeah,
Dr.
She
James.
Said it too. She said it too.
Okay.
No, I didn't
but
say that.
Okay, what was the question again?
No, we was talking about being single in 2023.
Okay, being
James,
in 2003.
Dr. James was saying that he want to go to one of them islands, San Domingo, Dominican Republic, one of them islands, and bring one of them ladies back and live happily ever after.
Well, before I answer the question directly, I'm going to say this on behalf of Dr. James. I know people who have done that, and I have seen, you know, I didn't know personally people who have done that, and they bring somebody from, like you said, the third world countries over here, and they get here, and they love it here, and they learn real quick how to divorce and get your bank account. You know, she was here for 2 years. She made it, got her citizenship and divorced me and sued me for half of the money. You know, they learn that real quick. But I'm just going to say that. But anyway.
Dr. James, you got a rebuttal for that?
Yeah, you got to have a good lawyer. So if you get married, first of all, you don't have to necessarily get married. I don't know if you do or not to bring them over here. But if you do, you better have a good lawyer that can write all these prenups and stuff so that if you do get a divorce, they can't do that with your money.
Right.
But the problem is when they come over here, they meet these American women, and American women tell them what to do, put them down.
Exactly.
And before you know it, they doing the same thing the American women do. Right?
Exactly. That's where they learn.
People like you, Adrian, you tell them.
Yeah. No, they won't learn from me. Anyway, I am at the age, I've been single most of my life, and I'm at the age where I've done everything I wanted to do. My bucket list is almost clear. Only place I didn't do was go to Africa. And at my age, which I had a birthday this week. Happy birthday to me. I'm ready to settle. You know, I'm ready to settle. I'm ready to not settle, like sit home and do nothing. I'm ready to have a partner in what I'm doing. But it's hard to find that person. Excuse me. It's hard to find that person, and I'm not going to say at this age, because men my age go after the younger women, you know. And I jokingly say, I'm looking for a good man with good money and good health. No, not good health. Good man with good money and 1 foot in the grave. So I can get the, so he can leave me the money. But that's just jokingly. But I was for a lot of years. I don't need anybody holding me back and blah, blah, blah. But I'm over that now.
But do you want a man that you can, you want a man that you can boss around, or you want somebody that's going to be your partner?
I want a man that can be my equal, that I don't have to take care of, that can.
How old are you?
Yeah, but the Bible says.
I turned 61 on this week.
The Bible say you're not supposed to. The man is supposed to be in charge, right? You go to church every 2 times a day.
You know what? I am sick of you telling me how much I go to church and what the Bible said. For somebody who don't go to church, you want to stop telling me what the Bible
says. You go to
says.
Prayer meeting twice a day.
I pray more than twice a day. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about having a man in your life. And I have men in my life, but not romantically. But
I'm just saying the Bible says the man's in charge.
I'm saying I'm to the age where I'm ready to kind of, when I say settle down, I don't mean sit down. I mean, you know, calm down. Prayerfully, I can find somebody that has the same desires and the same interests that I do. And we just move on from there.
I'm gonna stop talking. But I think you're looking for somebody perfect.
Oh wow!
And perfect people don't exist, right?
That's true.
Now you didn't hear me say the word perfect, did you?
No, you didn't. But
no.
All these demands.
I'm not talking to you, Dr. James. You're not the host of this show.
I didn't hear you say it.
Yeah, you didn't hear me. Please don't put words in my mouth. I'm not looking for perfect.
With all these demands, you may as well say it. And then when you get older, you got to compromise. You got to compromise.
I didn't make any demands. You didn't hear me do that today.
You said you want to have money. You wanted to be this.
I said I was joking with that.
So you'd
just
take
like,
anybody then?
Like
Would you take a guy, a dope fiend from the street?
Maybe. It depends what the story is.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking. I ain't going to take over the show. All right, that's it for me.
Because y'all entertaining. Look, I got somebody that I wanted to bring on. But first I want to take a quick break. I want everybody to stay with me. I got a gentleman, a very intelligent guy that I want to bring in. And he's single, and I want to bring him in, and I want to talk to him for the next couple. So everybody, just stay tuned. We're going to play a song. I'm going to come back. With the guests and we're gonna take it from there. We be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean on my radio podcast.
Wanna let you know, I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, but life would be perfect just without you. If I wanted, when I asked you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Keeping It Real. My bad. I was talking and I was muted. I want to bring a gentleman in right now. All right, I want to bring a gentleman in right now that I met maybe a year or two years ago. And sometimes you meet people and they have a certain aura about themselves where you know that they seen things and they did things and they experienced things, and that's why they able to talk the way they talk, because they've been there, done that, you know, and survived it. They able to talk about it. Now this is what I'm saying. I never told him that, but I'm saying that he like the, about the aura. Anyway, I want to welcome to the show. What you want me to call you? B, Bryant, Mr. Bryant, Mr. Johnson.
No, you can call me by my name. I'm not hiding from anything. It's my truth, so that's my freedom. My name is Bryant. That's spelled B-R-Y-A-N-T.
Exactly. And when I called you earlier, I told you The show was about being single in 2023. I needed about 30 That's minutes right. of your time, and you was like, cool, call me. And I thought that you would fit great with this show. We just had a hell of a first 30 minutes.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it. I was listening, and it was very tempting to jump in because it's good dialogue. You know what I'm saying? You had a sister that was explaining her point. You had another gentleman that was, like, checking her on it, like, yo, you can't have it both ways. You know, you got to have it either one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? So it was a good dialogue, but that you know, every conversation is not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to fall back. And be quiet. It's not your time. Just because you hear something that's got your interest or whatever, it might not be your time to speak, and then the message won't get across. It'll be rejected, and it's not about being rejected. It's about being accepted, because at the end of the day, God is love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why I really brought you on the show tonight is because you single, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How old are you?
I'm 56 right now.
56 and single.
Yeah, and I like it.
You sure you're not just saying you like it?
No, I'm gonna keep it real honest with you. I like it because I've lived long enough and have been through enough experiences to know now what it is that I like. You know, I get to pick and choose now. When before I didn't think I had the choice. You know what I mean? But now I understand who I am as a person and who I'm growing to be. So I get the choice now by being single. Like. People that are single don't understand something. You got the advantage, but because you can take your time and look and see what it is that you like when you start to know who you are as a person, and then anything outside of that, you're just not going to be interested in. So it's a good thing. Do I get lonely sometimes? Absolutely. Do I want to have someone to share some of my dreams and thoughts with? Absolutely. But I'm not going to deny that. That's the human side of the fact. But the true part of peace is that being someone that you're compatible with, you know what I mean? And sometimes you can't meet that person right away. You have to go through a lot of bad apples and just fall back for a minute and just start getting to yourself. Like this year, for example, I'm going to tell you, my brother Randy, like you know, New Year's Eve, everybody always got, you know, New Year's resolutions and stuff. And this year I changed it. I said, I'm not doing the New Year's resolution stuff because I usually start out with a resolution, and by March, it's like I'm back to me again. So this year I went another route. I said, instead of me having a New Year's resolution, I'm going to just start doing stuff different. Like no matter what it is, as long as it's something different, then I'm going to just do it. I'm not going to, like, put it as something I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to just walk into it blind. And so this year I'm signed up for school. I'm about to start school on Wednesday. I'm going to be studying medical coding and billing, and I'm excited about it. Today I was in Montclair. I was having an interview for some other positions that I want to do as far as my work is concerned. I want to be able to work and go to school, so I was setting all of that stuff up today. And at my age, it's not something that I even thought I would even do, like go back to school and pay for it. I got to pay for it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought, like, one day I would say, okay, well, let me take my money and pay for school for me. Like, I was, like, never thinking that. You know what I'm saying? So this year I just did something different. And I just want to let everybody know this out there that can hear me talking. Like, we as humans, we got the best life. Every day we wake up, that's another opportunity to do something better that you failed at. You understand what I'm saying? Like failure is a part of this human thing. Like, you can't get away from that. Like, people get upset with themselves because they keep doing the same stuff over and over again, knowing it's not working, and they keep doing it, and they get upset over themselves. And they shouldn't be upset. You know, like that lady a while ago that was talking about.
But hold up. we moving fast.
Yeah, I'm moving fast. I got 30 minutes.
But look, we hear all that you say.
So ask me what you want to ask me.
Yeah, we hear all that you're saying, you know, about whatever, everything what you're saying, but what if you met a woman right now, what do you have to bring to the table? What do you bring to the table?
Me loving her in the most honest way that is possible. And I'm not talking about just material stuff or money.
You bring it to the table? You bringing love to the table?
Absolutely. Yeah, because I don't like bringing...
Hold on. Slow down. Hold on. Adrian, you still on the line?
Yeah.
Is love enough to bring to the table?
Love is part of it, but it's not enough. Most relationships that stay together for a long time, it goes past love. It goes to respect, relationship, friendship. Love is a part of it, but not it.
All right, hold on.
I agree.
Lisa. Hold on, Brian. Lisa, you still here?
Yeah.
Is love enough to bring to the table, 2023?
Yeah.
Hey, so that's what I like. So for Lisa, love is enough to bring to the table. But for Adrian, love is not enough to bring to the table. And, yo, and nobody is right and nobody is wrong. It's no right answer.
Right.
No right answers.
That's right, Jay.
That the world, this is just showing you that the world is universal. And
that's right.
It's everybody for somebody.
And just because people are different don't mean that they're wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I wouldn't think, me personally, I would have to agree with Adrian. I don't believe love is enough to bring to the table. You know.
Hold on a minute, Jay. Listen. I'm saying love because that's got to be the first priority. In order for you to treat someone well, as well as yourself, your first priority got to be love. Like, that's even without the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only thing that's wrong with relationships today. Relationships today are really great. Is it chaotic? Yeah. Is it chaos and mayhem? Yeah. But guess what? Everybody is searching for love in the midst of that chaos. So my thinking is, if I keep that first, knowing that whether this works or not, I did this in love, then I feel like it's a win-win. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to violate another person over something that I want, you know?
That can't be true, though. You know, you my man, you cool as hell. You my man, 50 grand. But I just don't think love is everything.
Enough.
Like, oh, hold on, everybody, hold on, take a breather, 1 second. 6246, you hear?
No, I am, baby.
Yep.
What's happening?
Hey, you know what's happening.
You called the love doctor. Yeah, I trained Brother Brian, so you know that's my understudy. You know, he's learning. He's still learning.
You don't know him. You don't know this Brian.
I know that. I was just joking, Jay. You know that.
Oh, okay. All right. You got me that time.
Yeah, I know. I know Brian. Like, who
what's going
who
on, Miss?
Come on, talking like
this. This
what's
is Mister Nance from Grown Folks Talking.
Well, thank you for that intro, Brother Jay. How are
so,
you?
Did you hear?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, brother, and all
Happy
that good
New
stuff.
Year.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good because,
mm-hmm.
look, hey, I'm drinking too, but I'm nice. But look.
Shame.
Yeah, me too. Happy New Year.
You drinking too. Happy New Year. But
yeah, I'm drinking some Teleport.
Okay.
What did Brian say we drinking?
We once danced to a different song, and now we podcasters.
Right.
And we was the best at what we did when we was doing our other stuff.
That's right.
We the best at what we do right now.
And you know
it. We'll take nothing less.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Jay.
Yeah, and we let the podcast speak for itself.
I want to say hello to
you,
Lisa, too. What's happening, Lisa?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, dear. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, boy.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear. Oh, Happy New Year to you, too, Brian.
Yeah, you too, my brother. You too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Forrest.
Yes, sir.
If you met a woman right now, what you bringing to the table?
Well, I like to think that I'm bringing some wisdom, love, like Miss Adrian said, and Lisa said.
No, Brian said that.
Brian said he's bringing love. No, well, I'm Brian, too, yes. I'm sorry, Brother Brian, but ladies first, Brian. You know, we got to let the ladies go first.
Hey, listen, bro. In my book, ladies always first.
Yeah.
No, Lisa agreed with him that love was good.
Yeah.
Being Adrian said love ain't going to kick it.
Wisdom,
you got to bring more.
But you know what, Jay? Let me say this. Before I get involved with any lady, you're supposed to sit down and have an understanding with the lady. Okay? So you don't want to, you know, put 10 things out there and then you left 10 things out of the conversation, you know? So you let her know what the 20 is, and then either she can agree to disagree. Don't get yourself involved in a situation, man. The next thing you know, you're stressed out, you're having problems, you're arguing. I ain't with the arguing, Jay, you know. And, Jay, you know we went through that with the back and forth with the business we was in. No more, brother. Like they say, too blessed to be stressed.
How old are you, Forrest?
65, brother, 66 in April.
Yeah, that's what's up, big bro. Many more,
that's
many
that.
More.
Thank you, my
brother.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you got,
listen.
So you got wisdom to bring to the table.
Oh, most definitely, Jay.
Listen, Jay. To be honest with you, this dialogue is what's needed at this time and in our communities. This is the real truth.
Hold on, bro. Adrian, is that enough?
Is what enough?
What Forrest bring it to the table?
I'd like to hear some expansion on it, because it sounds like he didn't. That was what we used to call a non-answer.
Oh,
said a whole
boy.
Lot of
Here
words,
go,
but
man,
didn't really say.
Yeah, you heard that, Brian? Right, a non-answer.
Listen, big bro. Listen, bro. Listen. I don't know anyone that's on the line, but I love everybody. Let me put it like that. You feel me?
Well, that's cool.
I'm just talking about my perspective. See, for me,
right. That's all you can talk about.
Right. I said love is the first thing that has to be established. Everything else falls after that. I'm saying that for a reason, to keep strife and mayhem out of the relationship, because relationships are built. It's not something that you just meet somebody, get together, and it's a relationship.
Right.
It has
yeah.
to be built. So if I don't go into it with the prospect of love first, I'm going to fail. And that's not what I'm going to do at this age and stage in my life. I've had the experiences enough to know what works. What I used to think worked don't work. So I had to go back and search myself and realize that if I don't have love first, and I ain't talking about to her or in the bed or out of the bed. I'm just saying if I don't have love for life in itself first, then I'm losing. I've done enough of that.
But, Jay, wait a minute. Let me ask Ms. Adrian, where am I absent at, Ms. Adrian?
Excuse me?
What?
Where am I absent at?
Well,
you said
I mean.
Missing somewhere.
Yeah, because you talked all around the question. and wasn't really specific.
Jay, what was the question? Jay, what was the question that you asked me again?
What do you bring to the table?
Right, so how did I talk around the question? I'm telling you what I bring to the table when I first meet a woman. I think Brother Brian just established that and said, you know, where am I missing the question that Jay asked?
Adrian.
Yes.
You tough.
Yes.
You tough.
Well, I'm going to respond to what Brian said, if you don't mind.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. When you was talking about you got to bring love to the table, and I'm going to disagree.
Remember that. I said first.
Okay, first. I'll take that. First. But where my disagreement was with love, you have to understand where I'm coming from. I've worked in the domestic violence field for 20 some odd years. So I've seen where the abuser is saying to the victim, but I really, really love her. And I believe that. But if you don't understand what that love means, you know, in my mind, in the abuser's mind, I'm not going to say his because sometimes it's a female, in the abuser's mind, I'm showing love by making sure the other person is doing right. And the only way I know to make sure the other person is doing right is to use physical force.
Right.
And I do it because I love that person. But that person is not feeling love.
I understand. I understand your point because you worked in it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I love that. Listen, I worked with the mentally ill homeless in New York for like 2 years, so I understand that. I'm just talking about as a functioning member of society, like can really walk outside with no meds and decide what's right and what's wrong, then we have to have more love as humans. It's bigger than relationships. It's just as humans. We all can look at the society we live in today and understand that there's no love no more. It's too much hate, too much envy, too much killing. I mean, listen, I'm 56 years old. I lived through some stuff that I understand now what love is. And love is not bringing harm to the next person because I disagree with their thinking. That's what love is. Like, okay, you're my wife, but you don't have to cater to me. Do what you do. When it's time for us to get together, you should know that. Like, it's not violence. That's what I'm talking about, sister. I'm just talking about genuine common sense as humanity. We all have done the wrong thing for too long, and guess what? It's not working. It's not working. It's not working.
I can agree with that. Yo. But question, where do we learn to love?
Listen. No, the boss talking. The boss talking.
Hold up. Fuck love.
See? Now we got to accept that and love him anyway.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying, sister? You feel me? Like that's my boy. Listen, this guy called me, and he don't... Randy's the type of guy, if you're not a real person, Randy don't bother you, period. That's just who he
exactly.
is. You can like it or don't like it. If Randy don't like you or feel you, he's not going to deal
Sean.
With you. And me and him didn't,
Jay
me and
Sean.
Him didn't, Jay Sean, okay, hood name, street name, popular name, money name, whatever. Well, you feel me? I love you as a brother. Like when the brother called me tonight, I wasn't expecting that. But I knew him enough, well enough to know that if he called me, he knows that I'm going to get some truth, some sincerity, some honesty, and it's going to be what it is. He knew that because he know me, just like I know him. You know, so I love everybody that's out here on this listening right now or want to calling. Listen, all you ladies out here that want somebody and desire somebody and want somebody good, listen, it's available. It's 2023. It's available. But this is what we got to do first as a people. We as a people got to love each other first. That's what we got to do. Ladies, don't worry about looking for a man. That's not the order. It's not your job to look. It's your job to be ready when the king chooses you to be his queen. That's your job. Don't worry about looking for the guy and all that. Just you be in order as a woman. Just be doing your womanly thing. Whatever it is you do, just be doing that. And the king will see his queen. And he will introduce himself to you, and you'll know. It's real simple. I had to go through so much to realize.
Yo.
Love you much. I'm shutting up.
I like the way Jay said it. She has to get herself right first.
Yeah. The man will see you. He gonna see you.
Did you just say the king will choose you soon?
The king is going to choose the queen. In America, today's society, I talk to many genres of people, and most women, when I'm talking to them, they're saying they're looking for. And in my mind, I don't want to blow the conversation because I'm respectful, so I just listen. But that's the wrong approach. The woman is not supposed to look for the king. She is supposed to do her womanly things that she do, and the king will see her. She don't got to worry about that. She don't got to worry. Because at the end of the day, man and woman can't live without each other.
Hey, yo, you a part-time Muslim.
I studied, listen, not only do I have the life experiences, I studied all the different nationalities of religion because my thing was I was not going to be in a conversation with anyone and not have a dialogue. That was my thing. I'm not doing that. I don't care if you're from the hood like me, from corporate America, from Buddha to Africa to wherever. I was going to have enough information that we were going to be able to have a conversation together. That's what it is, man. Information.
I respect it. Let's hold up. Let's take a breather here, everybody. I want to let's touch on something serious.
And I'm still drinking Teleport wine, 18% alcohol. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
I got to come back to you in 1 second.
Listen. I don't live in Beverly Hills. You can't keep holding me on with my phone. You're going to mess around. Ain't nothing going to be there.
Time out.
Yeah.
This some real shit right here. How
you got to see it before it happened, bro. You got to see it before it happened.
Everything we talking about, if you intelligent, then you really understand what's really going on.
That's
right. From a man's point of view and a woman's point of view. And all the people that's listening, you have to really understand what's going on here. We really are talking about some people's futures. It's 2023. It's January. And we're talking about the people that came into 2023 single and looking forward to having another 11-month single. But right here, we got the antidote. We got a 56-year-old gentleman here telling you the thinking of the African-American man in his 50s. We got a female just telling you or giving you her perspective on things for 2023. Now, I wish we had more people to share their thoughts to balance it off. But if it's 2 out of 3, it's 2 out of 3. If it's 1,000 out of 2,000, it's 1,000 out of 2,000. Everybody here, we speaking for the majority tonight anyway. Because that's what experience allow you to do. And experience is something gained from, knowledge, I take that back. Knowledge is something gained from an actual experience.
That's right, big bro.
And we all been through a lot.
Absolutely. That's why I gotta love everybody. I can't love this person less than this person. Like I can't do that. Like who am I to do that? Like I got my own shit, you know. Let me keep it 100. I got my own shit, you know. I got things that I've done in my life that when I look to my Heavenly Father, I be like, Lord, if you don't bless me, if you don't do nothing for me, it's okay. Because I done some shit, yo. And I'm still here. Listen, I know people that's dead and gone, big bro, like that live good lives according to society. My life, I lived shit, doing shit, you feel me? Because I was a hurt person as a kid, and I grew up and figured I could take it out on the world and realize that that's not the right, you feel me? Like a lot of people go through shit. A lot of people go through horrific shit. But when you can live and don't take out your pain on other people, that's when you're winning, bro. That's when you're winning, you feel me? That's when you're winning. Like that's what I had to understand that, hey, I'm not the only guy that's been through some horrific shit. I'm not the only man whose parents didn't love him or whose wife took all the money or whose girlfriend is sleeping with my homeboy or what. Like, I'm not the only one in that fucking basket. It's millions of people going through shit. So I said to myself, either I'm going to live or I'm going to let this bullshit take me out. And I'm going to be honest. After some days in my room and I'm crying, I'm trying to figure out, like, after I've done all the right shit in a relationship, that the girl still shitted on me, like, so, okay, how do I process that? Because before I was doing all the wrong shit, and I was getting better treatment, but I was feeling fucked up. So I said, okay, let me go the other route. So I have learned as a man is that it's life shit. It's all about how you look at it and how you deal with it. And I refuse in this day and time with my experience to allow my failures or other people's issues to cause my day to be bad. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Damn, what you said you was drinking?
It's called Teleport. It's a wine. See, I put down the beer for 2023 because I said since I'm doing something different, I need to go up on my drink, and I'm not talking about beer and cognac. I wanted to go into the wine genre because of the age. I want to grow graceful in this thing called old age.
But look, I'm glad you just came out your bag and everything like that. That was cool. And that lead me to a point I want to make. Adrian.
You always got a point, Jay.
Yeah, I listen. That's knowledge. Adrian.
Yeah, you're a good host because you listen and then you stick a knife in something and bring it out to the mic, like, you feel me? So I'm ready for you, big bro. Like, that's why I love you as a brother, because you smart and I'm smart and I be just listening too. Like, I talk a lot and I know that, but one day my talking a lot going to make people write me checks and I'm going to sign them, so I ain't even worried about the haters.
Soon. I'm trying to see if Adrian's still here. Adrian, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Wait a minute. Lisa, you still here?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I want to make sure everybody heard what I heard. And then, you know, I'm an analysis. I'm a
That's my word.
Yeah. For real. That's real. Because you said some real shit a minute ago. I want to just know if I want to see if everybody caught that shit like I did.
You got magnifying glasses.
Yeah, I'm a scientist. I'm a scientist.
Yeah.
I'm a genius.
Yeah.
My eyes,
I love the ladies too. I love them.
I'm Einstein.
Yeah. Einstein.
But it ain't no thing. But listen. Yeah. But yeah. I'm whatever. Everybody. Martin Luther King. Mega.
Not Martin. That guy changed the world.
I'm everybody. But look, we're going to talk about that in a minute, too. But first, we're gonna get back to what my man said, Brian. Because you came out your bag a little bit a minute ago when you said, my parents didn't love me. And
no, I said some people's parents don't love them.
Okay, well, some people's parents don't love them. For you to say that, you must have been through some shit, some kind of way. I'm not saying what you're
absolutely.
Okay, but look,
absolutely.
Okay. Hold that thought. That's pain. But look,
absolutely.
Okay. That's what I want to bring to my sister Lisa and Adrian. Now you 56 years old.
Yes, sir.
You just expressed to us all your inner pain and
a portion of it. I gave you a portion.
A portion. You gave us.
Yeah, because. I gave you a portion because.
But look, can you? With that being said, can you even go into a relationship and give somebody love? Can you? Can you go
absolutely.
Hold on. Yeah, but you got demons.
Those demons don't stop me from loving nobody.
You sure?
Absolutely, I'm sure. Listen to me. Listen to me now. I need you to hear this. Because of my experiences with love, I know how to give it now. I know what's good and what's bad. Like you feel me? Even though I had to go through it in a bad sense, I know now what's good and what's bad. And you can't ask me a question, open the door, and expect me to be quiet. I'm not going to do that.
No, one second. You just said one thing. I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Go ahead. Finish. I'll say it when you finish.
Yeah, like. Listen, I learned how to love through pain. That's how I learned how to love, Big Bro. Like this is not me trying to gas nobody up on this line or this radio or who's listening. I don't even care about that. I care about me right now. That every time I walk out of my house, I need to be giving off an energy of that you can make it. Like whatever it is, like, I don't want to run into people that's like, oh, how you doing? Good morning. How are you? Oh, what do you mean, good morning? Like listen, bro, listen. It's too much chaos and mayhem. People dying, dead, gone in this world. It's time out, Randy. It's time out, bro. Like, listen, I'm not trying to be the advocate for us as a people. I'm just saying as a society. Listen, bro, I got peace right now in my life. You understand what I'm saying? And listen, I'm not saying that chaos is not going on, but I decided that I'm not going to let any other people or outside circumstances cause me not to have peace. And Rand, listen to me. I've been searching this inside of me for over 20 years. I just got the answer yesterday. So I love you all. And you too, my brother. 2023, being single, loving it. I get to choose. And if I can't meet somebody who want to work together. I don't care if you make six figures and I make two. I know my place as a man. There's other things men can do without having money to show you are the man. People don't understand that. Just because a man don't make more money than a woman don't mean he's not the man. There's other things to being a man that ain't got nothing to do with money. It's got nothing to do with money. It's got nothing to do with money. And people missing that. That's why I said in the earlier part tonight when I said I'm coming to the table with love, this is all wrapped up in love. And if I don't have love first, I cannot display any of these characteristics to no woman. You know why? Because if I don't have love first, as soon as something goes wrong in my life, I'm going to take it out on her. And that's not fair. 56 years on this earth. Holler at your boy.
Yo.
The mic is on the ground. I'm done. I love you all. I love you, Rand. Listen, I'll call you later. I love everybody. I love all the women that's on the line. You feel me? I'll call you later. Don't worry. It's 9:17. I hit you like 10 o'clock when the show is over. You feel me?
Yeah,
I want everybody out there that can hear me talking right now to understand you have something to do to get your life to the next level. It's not all left up to someone else. Everybody's been hurt and through shit and bad shit. But guess what? If you're still breathing, fight for your right to be happy. I got to fight for this shit, Rand. I don't wake up every day and the sun is shining from Beverly Hills with a fortune behind me. No, I'm from the gutter. I got to fight every day to not allow society's thoughts of me be who I am. Just because I live in a ghetto don't mean I'm going to be ghetto. I'm a king in a foreign land. Good night.
Yo. Yo, Brian. Yo, Brian. Yo. Oh, he must have hung up. Adrian, you still here?
Yeah.
Luke,
I'm here.
You still here?
Yeah.
That nigga crazier than a motherfucker.
Your friend. Did you lose him?
Yeah, he hung up.
Because I know he said his phone
somebody.
Was dying.
Yo, see, but I'm saying that shit was good. That scared me, though. I'm telling you, that scared me. If I was a woman, that scared the hell out of me. I don't know how y'all felt.
I ain't scared.
He scared the hell out of me. But you got to keep in mind, he got a lot of love to give, too. And that woman said, I'm the king, and you got to understand that this and that, and if you don't. Yo, he scared me. I feel sorry for y'all ladies. Hold on one second. 5392.
Yeah, it's Dr. James. Some of the stuff, he's saying some stuff that was somewhat true, but he got a little carried away somewhat.
Yeah, I think that was that wine.
I guess so. But I know Adrian don't want to hear nobody talking about Jada King and all that stuff, right?
Oh, no, stop telling me what I think.
Do you?
I just believe.
Do you think a man is the king? A man is the king of his castle. You think a man is the king of his castle?
It depends who he is and how he is.
Are you related?
No, we not related. We talk a lot because we on, you know, a lot of the podcast, and we both from Brooklyn. Said. And she's close to my age, and we grew up in Brooklyn about the same time. So we got something in common and stuff like that.
Hey,
her sister
AJ,
went to my high school.
You, do you got a chip on your shoulder? I'm talking about far.
No.
Men.
Well, hold on. Let me check. No, I don't see one.
No, you do sound a little, you know, when we talk about relationships or love or something like that, we have talked before on the show, you do sound a little, you know, bravado, aggressive.
But that's me, you know. My history in relationships was not easy. You know, I grew up around abusive relationships. I went into the field of abusive relationships. I've done 22-plus years dealing with people in relationships. So, yes, I do realize that it kind of hardened me a little bit to relationships. But
Are you tall?
In my last few years, I've recognized that. And softened up a little bit. Because people used to guys used to tell me, you scary.
Yeah, are you tall?
In my mind, yeah.
So you short?
Yes.
Now I was just trying to visualize. So, man, what you 5'2"?
You can't visualize me. I'm unique and wonderfully made.
All righty then.
I ain't gonna answer the question for her.
You better not.
But she liable to hit me in the head with a dining room table. But anyway.
you met my bodyguard, Dr. James. Don't try me.
Yeah.
I know Adrian sounds like tough. You know, but I believe that the toughness is maybe really crying out for something else, though, maybe.
Oh, now you're trying to analyze me?
Yeah, I'm a Virgo. That's what we analyze. Shit, you can analyze me.
Well, I think back to your original question, I think everybody needs somebody. You know, one way or another. That's why I'm getting ready to go to the Caribbean Island and give me a chucha frito.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I agree with that, but I don't believe that just getting somebody is what you need. I believe in.
You agree with the chucha frito, though?
Your sister mentioned it.
You agree
compatible.
With the chucha frito, though, eh? So I can go get one out in the United States then, right?
You can go get one from the store.
Anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, like your sister said, there's a lot of single women around. But I'm going to tell y'all this. I don't want to be, like, rude or anything. But nowadays in 2023... people are not the same like they were before. Because you got a lot of people that are single, but a lot of people are gay. And I'm not joking, and I got nothing against gay people. I'm just saying, people don't want to be with nobody, no man, no opposite sex. Right? true. We didn't have that before. We didn't have it like that so much before.
Can I respond to that?
Yes.
If you're going to talk about relationships, you can't separate them like that. If you're gay and your relationship is with another person of the same sex, it's still a relationship. You can't exclude them.
Yeah. But would you marry a man that he told you he was gay before?
No.
Why?
Well, that he was gay before, not that he's gay now.
Yeah,
you know,
before
I wouldn't marry
a
man that's currently gay. You know, he has to
nah,
be
but
checked
before,
out.
Well, he wouldn't. I guess he wouldn't want to get married to you unless you're bisexual. I'm saying before he married you.
I don't know.
And he changed.
It's an individual situation.
Well, you better get used to it because a lot of this is going to be happening in the future. You know?
A lot of what? A lot of what?
Well, people gay, they're going to be gay. They're going to be going with other people, marrying. Then they're going back to the same sex and opposite sex and back and forth, all kinds. You're probably going to have three people, couples. You got them now, probably. But there's three people in a couple instead of two. You don't think so?
And how old are you now?
I'm 62. But you don't believe there's people out there doing that stuff now, these young people? Not
yes.
Only young. Do you think people got they're married and their wife got girlfriends on the side?
I know that.
And maybe
are.
Right in front of your face, in front of your face, and then you don't even know it.
Yes, you're right.
This is a different world.
It definitely is.
Could you be in a relationship like that?
Me?
Yeah, well, you with a woman and she got a girlfriend.
Not right now. No, not at the age I'm at and the point I'm at in life. Maybe 40, 30 years ago.
I would say a lot of men don't mind that.
Yeah, that don't thrill me though. You know, that don't do nothing for me. Like two ladies and one man or to watch two ladies, threesome and all that. Like, that don't really do nothing for me. I'm just saying right now with my life. I've seen times when guys would go crazy over watching two ladies making out. And I mean literally go crazy.
Yeah.
Like it was the best thing they ever saw in their life.
And a lot of times they want to get involved with that too.
Of course. Some people live for that.
So this is a different world now.
Yeah, it's a different
world.
What
the guy talking about love, I think love only gets you to a certain point.
Yeah,
right.
Relationship
is
the best. I believe that.
You got to be compatible. You got to be. A lot of times we just go with people when, you know, I don't see now, but when I did see, because of their physical, how they look. And sometimes people might look good, but they're some terrible people.
Yeah.
You know? And can you get along with them?
That's true too.
For your entire life.
When I did this show tonight, I was trying to talk about being single in 2023. It's almost where I wish nobody was, I'm not going to say single, because people, some people love being single. I'm going to say lonely, brokenhearted. Because it's really people out here, they're not going to admit it to you. Even people that's listening to this show on the phone or on the link, it's really hurting and dying for love and dying for affection. And I try to do this show for maybe everybody could get a better perspective on it. We all get lonely at times. We all wish we had somebody to watch TV with, somebody to chill with. But is that all we want? Or do we want...
Sometimes that is all we want. You know.
Or do we want somebody like Brian? Oh, wait a minute. Somebody telling me to call him. One second. Bear with me, everybody. I think it's getting chilly outside. Oh. What, you scratching?
Yep.
I gotta call somebody. If I could figure this out. Let's try it. 862. I want to really, I really appreciate everybody who listened to the show on the link and everywhere else. 3324, did you want to say something or you just wanted to listen? Wait a minute, one second. 3324?
No, I was going to listen, bro.
Oh, you just wanted to listen. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I had some teleport on New Year's, on the Christmas Eve. Nicole and I had some teleport like on Brian on Christmas Eve. It do get you messed up. I had like 2 sips, you know, because I don't really drink. And it do mess you up.
Oh, what he said he was drinking?
Teleport.
Mm-hmm. That wine.
I think he
was talking about.
I think that it made him, you know, sometimes it makes you come out of your bag, your true self, how you really be feeling. He did say a lot of things.
He was mad as hell.
He said a lot of things that were, you know, important, but some stuff, you know, nobody really tells the truth about their life. They just tell pieces. Some people, you know, be real, but it is true what he said. Like, as time go on in your life, you think differently, and you search out for different things in life. Relationship is important, but when you get older, you don't search for it like you do when you're younger. When you're younger,
right.
you want to be in a relationship, and you go after that. And then sometimes you do pick up the wrong people in your life because that's what you're searching for. But when you get older, you more, how you like you said, like wine, you mellow more, so you're more careful who you talk to, who you meet. Like today, this guy at my job, he was like, I don't know, he was trying to, he'd been trying to talk to me or whatever, but I'm not really interested in nobody. So he said, oh, I like your size. And I was like, well, what size is that? Oh, I just like the size and what you, you know, what you have on. And I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out what size do he like, because I don't, I'm not into people that want to be with certain women with certain things going on with themselves. Like, you either really? Like me for who I am, or, you know, my size has nothing to do with who I am. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people think, cause I'm full figure, people don't know. But a lot of opposite men think that women are just full figure is like easy, more subdued, more submissive. But, you know, like, you know, I don't like nobody coming off saying, I like your size.
Exactly.
You know, how about how I talk, how I carry myself? You know what I mean? What's in my brain? And I
what,
think that's
what's full figure?
Huh?
What's full figure? You mean like what size you wear? I don't like, you talking about like what size you wear?
No, full figure is a person. It's heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A big bone. You know what I mean? It's all different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe thick. Whatever a person want to call themselves. I'm just me. You know what I mean? I've always been, my brother tell you, I've always been thick. Well, maybe not when I was in high school, but I've always been thick. I never had a problem getting anybody. I've been married twice, like I said. But I still think that people should like people for who they are. And I think that's what's wrong in the world now, because we're all hung up on different things. You know, the age I am, it's so many of my friends, the people my age, like, are single. And they always say, oh, I don't want to be with nobody. Oh, I'm good by myself. But it's not true. We're made to be with somebody, and that don't mean that you have to be married, going out, or living together. We just made to be with other people. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to have a companion or a friend, or, you know, to be with somebody. My brother will tell you that we're very close. I'm close with him and my kids, but you know, sometimes we'd be together, we'd talk in, and we'd be like, oh, you know, sometimes I wish we was in a relationship. But we talk about it for a minute, and then next minute, we cool being single. You know what I mean? Because we went that way of being in relationships with people, and I don't think I had the right ingredients. I think that I gave too much, and then I didn't receive. And then after you keep giving and giving to people, and then finally, you just, not even if they drain you, it's just after a while you'd be like, wow, I'm just not going to get what I'm supposed to get out of the relationship. So then you have to let go and you got to move on. And that's what I'm saying. Like, so when he said to me, oh, I like your size, that put me in a form of saying, okay, here we go again. You know, people want, you know, if people look for someone to think that pose would really make me feel good that you said something like that. I would have been better if he would have just said, you know what, I've been watching you, and you come off special, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you want to go out, you want to talk. People don't know how to approach people. Remember back in the day, guys and girls, we seen each other, we start talking, bang, we was in a relationship. And it was real kind of love back then. But now people, when they meet each other, it's not even what they know they want to meet a person for. They just want to be with somebody. You know what I mean? I hear all the time people be like saying, oh, I'm broke, or I don't got no money, or I can't pay my bills, or I can't do this, I can't do that. I'd be like, but you live with somebody, you married to somebody, like why y'all not working together? Like you should not have not shouldn't be like broke if you got a mate. You know what I mean? That's what single people do. We the ones trying to we struggling, but when you got a significant other person, you supposed to be in together and make sure both of you got it. But
right, make sure you're okay.
People like I don't know if you were the one last week, Adrian, about no, that was I'm sorry, I got you wrong. It was another lady Randy had on, and she was with some guy. She called them for help, and he said he would give her half, and she got very upset because she figured that he should have paid all. But you got to know who you got on your team. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. If I'm out and I'm stuck, I'm not going to call somebody I know already going to say I got half or I can't do it. You got to have people that you know got your back. Like, it's a team effort. Like, who I got there? If I'm down, I want somebody going to pick me up. You know what I mean? If I'm negative,
that's
I want
right.
somebody positive.
Now I need you to be down with me.
Yeah, if I need a, if you know that I'm down and I'm a little short, I don't want you to be like, wait for me to keep saying, oh, I'm low, oh, I'm low. No, like, yo, I don't got a lot, but what I got, I'm going to give you something and Mike can help you. What happened to these people? Why we all fixed upon, you know, it's self. You know, the world is still fixed on self. And, you know, you go to work. It's people that do nothing. It's people that do something. You got people in the family that do things, people that don't do things. It's a together thing. And people got to stop talking about what they want in life and start seeing if you got to offer it to the other person before you get them in your life. You know, I think that guy that Randy was just talking to, I think he's angry because now he's ready. I kind of know this guy. He don't know I know him, but I think he's ready now for something real because he was out there probably doing his thing before, but now it's not coming to him because he wasn't real to the people he was, whatever he was doing to him before. You know what I mean? Like, you get back in 2 days.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Right.
I think when you're a man, when you're young, you look for different things when you get older. As a young man, you're looking to have children, a woman too, settle down, raise these children, and so forth and so on. When you get older, you don't have them children. So that ain't going to bring y'all together no more. You ain't interested in no woman or man to have children. Now it's got to be something else. You know, it got to be something else that's going to keep y'all together. And maybe
that's
y'all have
where the compatibility comes in.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe you can share
you
the bills.
All you have is love between you two, and you don't have the compatibility. When you get older, you start having babies, and so now what's keeping y'all together, the children. Now the children are grown and gone, and y'all going through this empty nest. And you both like, I don't even like you that much, you know.
Exactly. It get like that because there's nothing much holding you together.
Right. That's why you have to have the whole kit and caboodle. You got to have, you know, that y'all like each other, that you don't mind spending time together. I can't tell you how many people in my field I saw that were, they were married for 20, 30 years. Now all the kids are married, gone, had their kids, got their own family. And mom and dad are sitting there like, okay, what now? Because they never had that social part of the relationship. You know, I love you, but I can't stand you, you know.
Because now's the time for them to start going out and going, doing things and all that. But they kind of old now. So they don't feel like doing all that.
But they can still do it during the time that the kids are growing up. That's why I used to tell them, I worked in domestic violence, but I did marriage counseling sometime. I said, y'all got to go out, separate yourself from the kids, and just learn to have fun together. Because what's going to happen when the kids
are
grown?
I'm going to tell you this. We all grown. We all grown. I don't want to sound straightforward with sex. But it seemed like the woman is more eager to stop with the sex than the man is. Now, y'all getting mad at me. I don't know. Don't you think that's true?
No,
well,
that's
you don't
not
understand.
True. Older men cannot perform like they used to. And so, but women, we could perform like we always did. We just don't want to be bothered with you, because who wants to mess with somebody that can't perform, or we got to wait for you to get ready to perform?
There's different ways to perform. Different ways.
Well, y'all not working those different ways then.
Because you may not be able to get all the muscles going, but you got the toys.
You got the what?
That's true too. But
toys.
Are they well? Does a man have enough self confidence to introduce the toy into the situation?
Right, hold on.
Hey, that's why they sell a whole lot of them every day.
Right, yeah. Let me ask you a question. You just said you don't have time to wait for your man to get ready, right?
I'm saying as far as women. I don't have to wait for my men to get ready because
I said that wrong. You said a typical woman. A typical woman is not going to wait, right? Okay, but that's where...
Yeah, they get complaints about it.
Right. But look, the reason ain't just me. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between making love and having sex. So hopefully in your average relationship, it should be a love factor. If it takes me an hour to get my girl to get her feeling back to, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do because we're making love. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. And another
you're still real young, so you don't know yet.
Yeah, I know, trust me. 5 kids, 4 million women. A lot of heartbreak. If anything I know about, it's relationships. And one more thing that you said earlier about a man, when they say, I like your body, or I like, how you say it? What did you say earlier?
I like your size.
Yeah, I like your size. You know what? So 9 out of 10 times, right? We don't need it, like, you took it. You know what I'm saying? We need, when it comes to laying down, cuddling, and rugging your woman, it feels good to have something, you know what I mean? Like, a fit girl, it feels better for men. But men are like children, okay? They want to be loved. They want to be touched. Right? They want everything. If everything's good with love and sex, and love, all right, the man's gonna be loyal.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is that I really don't know him. So I'm saying, you don't come off to somebody you really don't know. Now, if we knew each other for a while or whatever, and he would say that, then I would take it another way. But if we're just meeting or just really starting to speak or whatever, I'm not amused with that.
Right. You know, he probably didn't know what to say. You know, some people, you got to understand, he may not have been trying to insult you or nothing, but he may not know how to talk to you.
Maybe
he don't know how to talk to you.
Maybe he was trying to take that fear away from her. Not her, but you know what I mean? Like, you tell a woman that, like, maybe in her brain, oh, my God, he's so cute. He liked me. He might like me or something like that. You know what I mean? And if she's still insecure about her size, So the first thing he said to her, surely, I love that woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, that gives that woman more security.
He might not even know what to say. Some people just don't know how to talk to women. But the other thing I was going to say, as far as this, the woman cutting the man off, quite a few of my friends, we all in our 60s, and we all talk about the same thing about the women denying the man. Now, I don't know anybody else in their 50s and 60s on the phone, men. But women do that when they get around that age, and men don't like that because men think they can go forever.
Those are the women that didn't want to do it when they was young. They're just saying it now because they're older. But women when they're young don't want to do, not really into it. So when they get older, they don't want to do it at all then at all. But the women that do care about doing it when they're young, it's a thing with them. They still carry it over when they get older. You have to find that type of woman.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
but a whole lot of them don't want to do it then.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them don't want to do it.
So they just do it because they want to either have the kids or they just want to be with this man for whatever reason.
Or they want to be part of the census.
Well, they want all the other stuff the man got to offer. The man can help them raise a family, buy a house, buy a car, you know, put money in the bank, this and that. So they want all that stuff the man offers, but they don't necessarily
want
the love.
These days, especially, the primary breadwinner is sometimes the woman, not the man.
A lot of older women,
I'm just saying, but they don't necessarily want the sex.
A lot of older women,
yes,
they like to give they want to be taken care of. Then when they get the man who is, you know, financially capable of doing it, once they get you, then they don't want to have sex because they got you then. They just wanted to get someone to be
there.
And
that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Once they got you tied up with paperwork, then all of a sudden now they don't want to have sex no more.
Yeah.
And now the man is all tied up, you know, with all this nonsense, got to get a divorce. And, you know, if you pay out alimony or got to pay out money, and if they got kids, got to pay child support. Well, that's even when that's younger, when you're younger. You get older, the woman just say, oh, forget you. I done been married to you 30 years. This house is mine. Half this house is mine. All them, half the money is mine. I do nothing for you. I hate to say it like that, but that's what a lot of men be complaining about, women cutting them off when they get older.
They do.
It's all about the relationship.
A lot of older men, too, when they get older and they are in relationship with women, they go out and have a little young girl on the side.
Yeah, they get,
what
they call it,
tenderoni. They forget about the one at home. They forget about the, and it's not a side chick when you're older. It's just you get a little filly on the side, you know, to tickle your fancy, you know what I mean, because the one at home ain't giving you none.
And that's the problem. And that's why people start breaking up when they get older, because the man looking for something and the wife ain't giving nothing, so they go out there looking for some young Senorita Tuta Frita, and you know she's looking for a sugar daddy.
Mm-mm.
So you just give him a couple of dollars, and you know she wet his whistle.
Yeah, you're
right
about that. Yeah,
and that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's why I said I was gonna go over to one of these islands and bring me back a Chucha Frito.
Well, they got enough of them over
here. Too bad
here.
I'm 62 years old. What?
You don't have to go to their country because they're here.
It's enough of them over here, right?
Yes, enough of them over here. And they special when they first come over here. They looking, so you don't have to go far. Just show your money, and they ready.
You ain't got it. Some of you ain't got to even show no money. All you got to do is marry them so they can get their citizenship. But stuff like that don't last. You know, it don't last, so.
Yeah.
Never do.
But some people don't care. My uncle, I had an uncle. He's dead now. He must have gotten married 11 times. He never got no divorce. He was marrying people for their citizenship so they could stay in the country.
11,
and
11
he wouldn't
times.
Tell them, like, he'd get married, and one of them wouldn't tell them that he was already married and go get married. And every time he got married to them, they paid him money.
Wow.
He kept getting married over. That was in the olden days when you could do that. He kept getting married over and over again. Now
yeah,
he probably get caught.
Now.
Yeah, you'll be in trouble now.
Yeah, because back then they didn't have no computers or nothing. So he could run from place to place, get married, and never know. Now they'll catch him. But he didn't care if he got caught.
Hold on 1 second, God. 85885.
How you doing? Hey. How you doing, Jay? I just was listening to the show.
I know.
How you doing, Latoya?
I'm okay.
You always come on in the end. I was just listening to the show. Dr. James, I have a lot of respect for you. You're going to go ahead and get you one of those, whatever you call them. But you don't got to go search for the
Chuchufritos? Chuchufritos.
Yes. Lisa was saying that.
Yeah. Well, they say I don't have to go to the islands. They say they got them right here.
They sure do.
Yep, you can find some. Right here in this country. Got everything
mm-hmm.
you need.
Yeah, I'm sure I can.
Hey, Latoya, I think you come on the show last because you don't want me to ask you no questions.
I wasn't trying to get in that conversation, but good discussion though with everybody.
This was real today. Talking about being single in 2023. It was real.
I have to admit, there's some questions that I choose not to be in a conversation to.
But you single, right, Latoya?
I'm sorry?
You single.
I didn't hear you. What you said? Yes, I am.
You single. So
yes.
if you was in a relationship, what do you bring to the table?
I believe that pretty much what everybody else had. Put their input in.
No, what do you bring to the table?
Just as well everybody else just had.
What?
You don't need my help.
What do everybody else bring?
Everybody else touched on the topic as Adrian, Lisa, and that gentleman that was on here, Dr. James.
Brian,
yes, Farvin.
So you bring in love to the table.
You don't need my input. You just want to, no, you don't need my input. Everybody else is supposed to put on it. No, you don't.
No, I mean, I really want to hear what you had to say.
I don't know how much to say. I was just saying, great discussion, though. I was listening the whole time.
So you don't bring nothing to the table. You don't bring
nothing. What you mean I don't bring nothing to the table?
Well, tell us what you bring then.
I'm my tongue. You a dog on things. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say,
almost got you. I almost got you. I almost got you.
Great,
I had
show.
You for a minute. I had you for a minute. I had you going for a minute. Yeah, I had you that time. You was thinking. You was thinking, Latoya.
Yeah, okay.
You was thinking about what you bring to the table.
I'm not brushing up on that. I'm sorry?
You was thinking about what you bring to the table.
What did you say? But you can't say I didn't bring anything because that's a lie. But great topic and great discussion with everybody.
You got to bring more than love.
That's
what me and Adrian said. You got to bring more than love.
And I'm agreeing. Like I said, Jay, was a great show.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, Jay, would you be a sugar daddy?
Me?
Would you be
a
one?
Sugar daddy?
Yeah, sugar daddy.
Maybe in another 20 years. 20 years. Not now.
I told him, call me daddy. Call me daddy. Yeah.
Yo, you know, everybody, for real, on a serious note, everybody was talking about what you bring to the table. I was surprised nobody asked me what I bring to the table because I was asking everybody else.
But okay, so since you asked yourself, what do you bring?
Go ahead, Adrian, ask.
I don't bring no fake love. Nah, I bring a lot of affection, maturity, conversation, cuddling, loving. Not in the sense saying I love you, love you, love you, love you. Not that kind of loving. And I bring finances to the table. You could say, like, when I come to the door, it's something coming to the door. But it ain't screaming, I love you. Now, I'm not going to be saying that. I'm going to be showing you. I'm going to be showing you that I love you. I'm not going to be telling you.
That's better. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be showing you. And that's why I be telling people I'm not into that. I love you. I love you. I love you. Every time you get off the phone, I love you. Every time
you
walk out the house, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you too. I love you. I love you more. I love you. I love you. Nah, I'm not into all that. When you wake up in the morning and you in my arms and you looking at me, that's love. That's the love you right there.
Exactly.
And you go to sleep, and I'm right behind you with my arms and my shoulders around your neck. That's I love you right there. When I'm looking at you, maybe when you just getting out the shower, or putting lotion on your body, or when you're getting dressed for work, or when you're getting dressed and when you look at me and you see the way I'm looking at you, that's love. That's the love I show. And it's like it's felt. It's in the eyes. And it's in the touch. That's what I'm bringing to the table.
Yeah, because after when you're together for a while, I love you just becomes words. If that's what you like, to each his own.
Right.
You know, but those words, I need some action behind it.
That's true. That's very true. But it was a touchy subject because the topic tonight was being single in 2023. Some people might want to stay single and just go right through this year single. Some people want to be in relationships. Some people want company. Some people want attention. Some people want to be touched. Some people want warmth. Some people need to be kissed on the forehead, nibbled on the ear. Some people need to be hugged. And that's real. Some people really need to be hugged,
mm-hmm.
touched, and kissed out here. You gotta look into yourself. Because there's a lot of people that's undeserving of things, that's receiving things. But you gotta know it's everybody out here, it's somebody for everybody. You ever see an ugly girl with a handsome guy? You ever seen a handsome guy with an ugly woman? You'd be like, how he get that girl or how she get that man? It's somebody for everybody. Anyway, we're about 8 minutes over. I want to thank all the people that clicked on the link. I want to thank everybody that joined the show tonight. Like, podcast is real. You know, me and Forrest talk about that behind the scenes. Like how much podcast can do for people, not for individual, for people. And what's the common denominator, or what's the outcome, or what's the, you know, the moral, and every time I do a podcast, I leave here learning something, and I hope everybody else do. Every time I finish this podcast, I have a certain kind of feeling, a certain kind of thinking, a certain way I view things and view people. And that's what it's all about. If you're single and you love it, then love being single. If you're waiting for or looking for or hoping or searching for somebody to come in your arms and occupy that void in your life, pray on it. And continue to fix yourself. Because a lot of people... Oh, that's what I said earlier. I still want to say it now. Brian was on the line, but he gone now. But I had cut him off one time, and I said, I'm going to come back and say this when you're done. But I forgot. But it just hit me right now. And I meant to tell Brian, hurt people hurt people. So when he was expressing about his pain from his childhood and being hurt, saying his parents didn't love him, I was saying in my mind, how could he show somebody love? You can't show love if you've never been shown love.
Mm-hmm.
And hurt people hurt people.
That's very true.
Yes, it is.
And when you be around people like that, that'll make you depressed.
Yeah. Very much. That's like if you somebody say, if you hang with 9 people who ain't about shit and you hang with them, it's about to be 10 people who ain't about shit.
10. Exactly. That's true.
Yeah, yo, we going to end this show now. I really want to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody got all the info. We know got the info for the grown folks talking, keeping it real, humble life, humble experience, point of impact. Let's talk about it. DJ Ray Boogie on Saturdays at 4. If you ain't doing nothing, check out DJ Ray Boogie tomorrow about 4:30. Same number. We doing things, we progressing. Huh? We motivating.
I'm sorry?
That's what we do.
So you said 4:30, what time did that person chose over?
Oh, yeah, the same, about 5:15. Do like 45 minutes of nonstop music sometimes. Not every week, but sometimes every other Saturday. I think he on tomorrow.
Okay.
And we just trying to keep it moving straight, you know what I mean? If you woke up this morning, then God had a purpose for you. Somebody snoring their ass off.
Jay, that's what you did last, and we couldn't
what?
Even go live.
What?
That's what you did Sunday. Yep, and we couldn't even go live.
What you mean you couldn't go live?
You was gone to the world.
Oh, at 8 o'clock, right?
I'm sorry?
It was at 8 o'clock, right?
The show ended at 8. We couldn't even go live. And then when it got quiet, you was gone. Long episode, but that's all right. That's all right, because we all, you know, we have other days, so we'll be really, like, exhausting. It just comes down on us.
Yeah, it comes down sometime. You know, we all be having a serious days.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens.
Get tired. Get tired.
We're excited.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to cue up this last song. Look, everybody have a nice weekend. Monday is Martin Luther King Day. Let's not forget that. That's a big thing. They try to play it like it's not.
Mm-hmm.
They give us a day, and they tell you, or you could take the day off for work, but you won't get paid for it. But they pay you for other holidays. We're going to change that soon.
Yeah, they need to change that. They're going to change it. Hopefully we get a change in the future.
Yeah, hopefully. You know what I mean? Because it's optional. You can take it off if you want, but you don't. They won't pay for it.
Well, these private companies probably won't. I think the government will, right?
I don't know.
If you work for the government.
Oh, if you work for the government.
You probably get paid.
Yeah, hopefully. Anyway, I'm about to end the show, everybody.
All right.
Have a nice weekend, 3-day weekend. Thanks to everybody who called in. Let's support all the other podcasts. you know, it's really like a job. It's not easy to do. But also, without all the listeners, the podcast wouldn't be nothing. So we all work together as a team. Without me, it's no you. Without you, it's no me. So everybody, you know, just let's keep supporting all the podcasts. And I'll be back here next Friday. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Peace.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Again, I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.